In this segment on the Blue Cross and Blue Shield pregame show, we'll hear from all of the inductees into the U.S. Bank Hall of Fame. We'll start with Dr. Jack Welch and then hear from Steve Haskins, Crystal Torres Siniceros, Devon House, and then Reggie Jordan.
Dr. Welch, was it tough to get the program started here back in the 60s? Was it take a lot of work?
Well, it took a lot of work. In fact, I recruited my first team from swimming classes. So our first meet was at Eastern New Mexico University. And it was not only the first meet for the swimmers to swim in, it was the first one many of them ever witnessed. So we started at the very bottom. But then the next year we recruited some legitimate swimmers from around. Particularly Los Alamos High School was a feeder for us. They liked us and we liked them. We got a lot of good swimmers from Los Alamos.
Did you see yourself as a trailblazer back then?
Well, yes, I did, because swimming wasn't well known in Las Cruces, although there were some programs up in Albuquerque. But yes, we really had a challenge to educate the swimmers of what it took to be a Division I swimmer.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Steve, I'm sure you had some other options. Why'd you choose to come to New Mexico State?
I loved the campus. I loved the golf course. And like I said, my main reason was coming to New Mexico State was Herb Wimberly. I just always thought he was one of the finest coaches in the country. And for me, it was the best decision I ever made.
You've talked about this. Rich Bemis talked to me about this, the positiveness that Herb brings. And how. Tell us how that can impact you in terms of your game and your life, please.
Like I've always said, my times on tour when I was at my best was that when I was utilizing Herb's true positive thoughts and confidence that gave me a chance to really play well. Most coaches kind of start trying to mess with swings and stuff, but Herb Wimberly taught me how to play with confidence, and that was the biggest deal for me.
Although you're an Aggie, I think the bear is smiling tonight.
Yes, absolutely. I think my dad would be really happy tonight to know that I made the Aggie Hall of Fame. He was always he did have a great relationship with all the coaches, and especially he always said I always liked Herb Wimberly. But he would be happy. I mean, a couple of years ago, I was so happy when my son was playing baseball up here. It was more fun to me put on the Aggie hat and go Aggies, and it was a lot of fun, but I know my dad would be happy.
Steve, congratulations.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
Crystal, what are you doing now?
Now I am working as a physical therapist assistant. I work in home health, which allows for some flexibility with the baby coming, but we're about a month and a half out, so lots of relaxing, actually.
So you're working to help people. What did you learn through college and through life that's kind of helped you get to this point?
Oh, goodness. Definitely hard work and perseverance. I think there's a lot that you have to overcome as a student athlete, no matter what sport you're playing or who you're playing against. But specifically with our team that we had and the people that we played against, it was on another level. So definitely learned how to be tough in a lot of ways.
You told us tonight about how volleyball was not your, let's say, initial sport.
Yes.
Did Mike Jordan help you at all get acclimated to that?
I think so. I think he saw the athleticism, and he was very good about giving me pointers right from the get-go, and I made it every intention to be as coachable as possible. But yeah, the skill level that he has as a coach and along with the other staff at the time, they were amazing.
Crystal, thanks very much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Devon, your comments are very inspiring about your family and the perseverance and the things you overcame, and your reluctance or but when you got here to Mexico State, what I'm getting at is that you weren't sure it was going to work out, but you worked hard to get there. If you could repeat that for us and how that worked into where you are today.
Yeah, man. Like I said, it was a long journey. Never thought a guy with dyslexia could even excel the way I excelled in college. And I was able to do that, but not just because of the people that I was surrounded by, because of hard work, though. I had to work really hard in my reading and writing and stuff like that. And I was able to be around people that wanted to help me. People at the FCS department Dr. Valancourt, James Hall, who's part of our academic advisors, friends, teammates, my mother. So with a helping hand and people around me and hard work, I was able to succeed off the field and on the field. And, man, it's been a blessing.
Your faith has been important to you as well.
Yeah, yes, it has. It has. There's been plenty of times with injuries, difficult of trying to finish papers, being very frustrated with reading the books or whatnot. But I was able to keep my faith and keep my head, head down, stay out of trouble, and finish the stuff I needed to finish. But yeah, I must have been giving all the praise to our Lord and Savior.
Devon, thanks very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Reggie, you talked about getting to Las Cruces and not being so sure it was such a good fit, but you changed your mind about coming to Las Cruces. Can you tell us about that again, please?
Man, Jack, it was the fans that changed my mind. I know being sick like I was, and I was really sick, Jack, for about 3 months, and I didn't know what it was, and the doctors couldn't pinpoint it. But I persevered through it, and it was by the grace of God, but just by being with my teammates and being supportive, and just the way the fans embraced me, man. I love the city of Las Cruces and the people as well, and I appreciate all they've done for me.
Went over the Tark, the biggest one in this town?
That's the biggest one, Jack. You know that. I don't think it's going to ever be able to be topped, right? But when it happens, maybe it'll be a championship, and I love to see that for the city of Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm. What about playing in the pros? What did that teach you about yourself and about life?
Well, Jack, you know, one of the questions that everybody used to ask me, do you think you'll make the NBA? And I was just happy to be playing college basketball. And you know I never played high school basketball, so it was a great thing for me just to be at New Mexico State. And Jack, it's something that, I mean, I can't even fathom right now. It's hard to put it in words because it's such an accomplishment for me. But being able to just come to New Mexico State, man, and a lot of people here helped me. And I give it up to Coach McCarthy, too, man. He pushed me to be the best that I can be. And I tip my hat to him, Jack.
Reggie, congratulations.
Appreciate it, Jack, man. And I appreciate all you've done for me. You sure put me on the map, too. I love the way you pumped me up. Keep pumping me, Jack.